Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Preview. Cubs preview. Cubs preview.
Cubs preview. From the Sun Ranto Show. Howdy doodly there, Rantorinos. It's Danny Rocket flying solo this morning. It's 6:38 on Thursday morning as the Cubs are about to face the Diamondbacks in a weekend series here in Chicago, just a mile south of where I currently sit. So, why am I doing this solo? I don't know. Michael got a job at the library. Crawley's got a real job. There was no time. The games were at night. Like, last night was a night game. Didn't end until 10 o'clock. It just didn't seem like it was going to work out that we could do the live show. So we'll be back with the live show on Sunday at either 7 or 8 o'clock. We're trying to figure that out. Little bit of a scheduling issue, but I want to talk about the Diamondbacks. This is going to be kind of like a good old-fashioned preview episode, as you could tell by the theme song I just played you all. And we'll talk a little bit about the Diamondbacks, who we just actually saw. Not we, me. I'm going to talk about it to you. They just got swept by the Dodgers, which we know all about that. But they did it in L.A., which we did it at Wrigley. They've lost their last six, including two to us last weekend when we were over there. We're not going to see the one pitcher we're not going to see is the one that I actually wanted to see, just to boo him, Zach Davies. He got beat on Wednesday by the Dodgers, and apparently he completely ghosted his wife for an entire year as he divorced her. So we'll talk about that on Sunday. I don't know what there is to talk about. I'm just going to look into it more, and if there's more to talk about, we'll talk about it, but either way, we'll make fun of it. They are currently in last place, which is a little worse than the Cubs, who are in fourth place because we lost to the Pirates last night, and that put us back behind them yet once again. Last weekend when we played Arizona, we outscored them 10-8. They're pretty close games, and we did manage to win 2 of 3, including the last two games of the series, which is why they've lost 6 straight. So they're scuffling a little bit right now. They're not a great team. But they're not a terrible team. They're in a hard division, and they kind of surprise people out of the gate in the first place to even get to where they are right now, because they're not, they actually have I'm looking it up right now. They have a 18-21 record, and the Cubs are 15-21. So they've played 3 more games, and they've won them. So they are technically a better team than the Cubs, even though they're in last place in that tough division. So their offense, I mean, it's not great. Bottom third OPS, and the Cubs are average in that department. They are 7th in homers, so they are hitting it out of the park. The Cubs are the 8th worst team in that department. The Diamondbacks are 3rd in walks, and the Cubs are average. So they will take their walks and they'll hit a home run. So as long as we don't do that, then we should be okay. They are 3rd in strikeouts, so they do strike out quite a bit, and the Cubs are 10th in that department. So a little bit of a rise there. The Cubs were doing a really great job making a lot of contact and putting the ball in play. That has changed slightly. We're striking out a little bit more. Average in stolen bases, they get caught a lot, though. So do the Cubs. Each team has been caught 9 times. And the Diamondbacks have scored the 8th fewest runs in the major leagues, and the Cubs are average in that department. So pitching-wise, we'll talk about the bullpen is terrible over there in Arizona. The Cubs is good. 3.08 earned run average on the season to the Diamondbacks 473. So it's well over a run and a half better here in Chicago. They're the third worst bullpen by ERA, which what counts more than giving up runs. The Cubs are still first in strikeouts. The Diamondbacks are second to last. The Diamondbacks are average in walks. The Cubs now in the top third of MLB, and that meaning good, like we don't walk a lot of guys, which, remember, I mean, just a year or two ago, it was exactly the opposite. We are one of the most walk-in-est teams in the major leagues. So the Pitch Lab, where's the drop? Welcome to Pitch Lab. The Cubs have given up the eighth most home runs, though, out of the bullpen, and the Diamondbacks are average. Defensively, the Diamondbacks 707 DER, or as it's known on this show, it's 707. It's pretty good. Anything above 700 is pretty damn decent. And it's better than the Cubs 688. They're above league average and we're below league average. However, and maybe I should explain DER real quick. Defensive efficiency ratio is just basically a measure of how many outs you can get based upon batted balls in play. So except for home runs, which you can't do anything about. So basically it's like if the ball is played, I'll just say it. All right. Defensive efficiency ratio is used to evaluate team defense by finding out the rate of times batters reach base on balls put in play, but they take out homers because there's nothing you can do anything at. So basically every ball hit into the field of play, how likely is the defense to convert that into an out? So pretty damn important to if a ball's in play that you get the out. So they're better than us at that. We know this. Balls popping off of gloves. VR's kind of a butcher. Ildemar Vargas has been kind of a butcher out there. Now we got Angelton Simmons, so maybe this improves. I mean, shortstop's such an important position. Nico Horner's out now. We got Nick Madrigal out, although his defense hasn't been stellar. But, you know, it's something that the Cubs do lack at this point. Interested to see how it's going to go with the new guy. I don't know how long he's going to be up for. But to me, it's like you put a rookie out there, you're just asking for a little bit more of the same, I would say. So, you got Morel out there. He played third base last night. Got another hit, too. Struck out a couple times. So welcome to the bigs. But we'll talk all about that home run he hit. That was so freaking exciting on Tuesday night. But we'll do that on Sunday when we talk about the Pirates series. The Diamondbacks have the second most errors in the major leagues, though, despite having a strong DER. Cubs are average with errors, they have fewer. And one stat I thought was interesting is that the Cubs have turned the third most double plays. So do with that what you want. It means there was somebody on first, probably, and you're getting two outs for one. That's a good thing. You got a lot of ground ball pitchers, but they're turning them. That's a good thing to see. The Diamondbacks have nine fewer. I thought I'd bring back little. I picked up this rake at Home Depot. Rakes, flakes, throws, blows for this episode. Rakes. Wow. Christian Walker, their first baseman. Three dongs this week. For this is just this week's stats, so I'm just kind of looking at it, who's coming in hot and who's coming in not hot, and I kind of think of it as opposite. So if Christian Walker has three dongs this week, that means he probably won't hit a home run at Wrigley Field. He already has hit his home runs for the week, so that's a good thing. So maybe think of this as opposite. So first baseman Christian Walker, three home runs on the week for an OPS of 1.073, which that ain't too shabby. I'd take it on our team. That's for freaking sure. Flakes. I haven't worried about flakes since my grunge days. Pavin Smith has struck out in 13 of his last 28 at-bats. So he's coming in not hot. And so watch out for Pavin Smith. He's ready to turn it around at Wrigley. The bullpen, We'll do our throws and blows out of the bullpen because, you know, that's what matters most for this because the starters are, I'll tell you about them in a second. But they got a couple of really strong lefties out of that pen. Joe Mantiply, be fruitful and Mantiply. He's only given up one earned run in 14.2 innings pitched for a 0.61 earned run average. Now, I doubt he's going to end the season with a 0.61, so I think it's time to get that sucker over one, if you know what I mean. Then they also have a guy named Lefty Kyle Nelson. 16 strikeouts to only two walks in 14.2 innings pitched for a 1.23 ERA. So if you're looking for big time, if you've got all your hopes pinned on any lefty in the Cubs lineup towards the end of the game and a close one, it's probably not going to work out because they got these two weapons down there. Who blows on the team? Throw it up, motherfucker, throw it up. That's the throws song. And then blows, just put your lips together and blow. I'll get the drops ready for next time I do this. Who cares, really? It's just a preview of a stupid team we just saw, which that kind of sucks to me, too. It's like I like it when you see a team in one form earlier in the year and another form later in the year. It's just a total problem of the scheduling. Makes no sense to me why they're doing it like this. It's not baseball. It's like it's unbalanced. Whatever. It is what it is. But blows Mark Melancon, their quote-unquote closer, although he has saved all but one of his save opportunity situations. He's not been good. He's got an 8.03 earned run average. He's 37 now, so he hasn't had an ERA over 4 since 2017. He's been really good throughout his career, and he's played for a lot of different teams, like 8 different teams in like 12 or 13 years, so he's been around the block quite a bit, but he is not having a good season. Maybe he's done. So if he comes in trying to save a ball game, you got a good chance that he might not be able to do it, although he has converted most of his save opportunities. Let's talk about the weather. In this series, it's going to be a factor, I'm guessing. Tonight, not so much. So for the first game of this series, it's going to be 82 down to 67, an absolutely perfect night for a ball game. Those tickets are super cheap right now on StubHub. People are not buying into the Cubs, I guess, or even buying into the fact that it's a nice night. So, I mean, usually it's weather is the number one factor, and I haven't seen it yet really make a difference here in Chicago. So it's a beautiful day here, Chicago, but tomorrow it's going to get significantly worse. You're going to have cloudy skies, thunderstorms in the afternoon, a few severe, it says, high of 83, and the chance of rain tomorrow is 70%. Now, most of those showers and thunderstorms are going to be at night, and the temperature is going to drop down to 58. So you got an 80% chance of rain at that point. Now, that's going to be, you got the Fergie event in the morning. I think they get it in. The game, maybe you get a couple hours and it rains. I don't know if you get to the fifth. It might be shortened. This is the Diamondbacks' only trip to Wrigley. I don't think the Sox are playing the West. I'm not exactly sure, but as far as like if they would come back and play in Chicago later on this year. But they're going to try to get all four of these games in. So you might see a doubleheader this weekend. And the reason you might see it is because of Saturday. Now, this is kind of a problem here. So there's a Bleacher Bum Band show on Saturday. And to be frank, like, I don't know what I'm going to do. If the game gets washed out, I mean, we could play anyway, but like, who the hell's going to be around? So it's all kind of predicated on the ball game. So we may play anyway. Our bass player, Jarrett, currently has COVID. So we're trying to rehearse a new guy in. Jarrett might test negative, at which point he will play, but then it might get rained out and we just might not play. So I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't. We're just going to kind of play that one by ear. Depending on when they rain the game out. I mean, we'll see, but it's scattered thunderstorms in the morning and then becoming more widespread in the afternoon. Chance of rain 70% for Saturday. and it's just going to continue to rain all day. So then on Sunday, when the temperatures really does drop down to 55, you might have two games. We might be seeing a good old fashioned, and I don't think it'll be a day night. I bet you they start one at like 11 o'clock. I mean, I don't think it's going to be one ticket price, but they might start one early, like at 12:05, and then get the other one going by 4, because they're going to try to get that out. They're going to try to get these games done by, I don't know, by the time Sunday night baseball rolls around, because they can't conflict with that based upon, I think, just TV. Because one time I was at a game, and it was a Sunday, and it rained, and it rained, and it rained. And the sun came out about 3 o'clock. We had been sitting there drinking beer and spending all our money. Sun finally came out, and then they canceled the game. I was really pissed off, and this was years ago. But the reason they canceled the game is because it was going to go up against Sunday Night Baseball. So we'll see what they do. I'm not totally sure how this is going to work out. It's too bad you can't, like, preemptively have a doubleheader, even though Sunday looks like a perfect game to play too. Sunday used to be the big doubleheader day, but alas, that ship has sailed. So yeah, weather definitely going to be a factor for all sorts of reasons. Game one, we got Zach Gallen, who we saw last weekend, and we beat him. He's 2-0 with a 105. That's what we beat. And Marcus Stroman is back from the COVID IL. He's 1-3 with a 5.13 ERA. So, but his last start was really good. So we'll talk about that in a second. Cubs beat Gallen despite they struck out nine times, and they only got one run on two hits, and they only walked once. But you remember, this is the Yan Gomes game, and we ended up scoring 3 in the 9th inning. So it really is the bad bullpen that you're going to want to get to. Their starters are pretty good. They've been solid this year. So you want to get into that pen as fast as you can. We beat him. Yan Gomes beat him. So Marcus Stroman's back. Don't let the ERA fool you. He does have a 5.13, a couple of bad outings there. But his last start on May 1st was 7 innings of shutout two-hit ball versus the Brewers. Kettle Marte does pretty well off of him. David Peralta is the only home run. And if you're looking for somebody that he can just absolutely own, Nick Ahmed, 2-for-11 with 5 Ks against Marcus Stroman. But for the most part, I like our chances in this game one. Even though Zach Gallen is probably their ace, I expect Marcus Stroman to come back super strong. he's got to. He's just got to. We just lost to the Pirates last night. Let's get on another winning streak. The Diamondbacks aren't good. They're scuffling right now. Sweep the leg. Game two. Humberto Castellanos, he's 2-1. We faced him too. He's 2-1 with a 4.15 versus Kyle Hendricks, who's 2-3 with a 4.03 ERA. So we faced Humberto and we won. It 5.1 innings pitched for Humberto. He gave up 2 runs, 5 strikeouts, and in that game, Ortega and Wisdom homered off of him. So let's do it again. Kyle Hendricks, he gave up 1 run on 5 hits through 5.2 innings pitched this week against the Pirates. 2 walks, only 2 strikeouts in 114 plate appearances collectively from the Diamondbacks. They are slashing 231, 286, 356 in 114 plate appearances. So only Luplo has homered off of him. So home Kyle, I mean, that's Dr. Hendo right there, not Mr. Kyle. Game three, our old friend Madison Bumgarner, 2-2 with a 2.29 earned run average going up against Justin Steele. Now, this is the one I think is going to get washed out. It's also Patrick Wisdom bobblehead day, so we'll see what they do about that. Steele is 1-4 with a 4.50. Madison Bumgarner's only 32. He throws with his left hand, as does Justin Steele. It's a battle of the lefties. And he hasn't given up more than three runs this year, but he's pretty much only going five innings on the regular. He only had one strikeout versus the Dodgers the last time he went out there. Jonathan Villar kind of owns him. 5-for-7 with a homer and two doubles for a 2.179 OPS. So I'm going to tell Crawley to beat the streak with our man JV, but he might not even start. So who knows? Justin Steele, man, he did quite well against Arizona last time he pitched. Six innings pitched, two runs on three hits, 10 strikeouts against Arizona. So take this with, I don't know, a grain of salt. Sometimes I think if you get carved up by a guy and it was just that week, there's a pretty good chance that you're going to be like, all right, what did this guy do to me to strike me out? And you're going to be a little bit more focused on how to beat him. So if this game gets played, and that's a big if, and either way, they're going to face Justin Steele at some point, whether it be Saturday or Sunday. But I do expect that it's not going to go quite as well as it did for Steele, just because they just saw him, and we have not seen Mad Bum. Mad Bum's only 32. I was kind of surprised at that. I just feel like he's been around for 50 years. Game four, they don't know who they're throwing out there yet. They've got the old Tittles Baron Dingleberry pitching for them. I don't know what it's going to be. For the Cubs, they have already announced Wade Miley, who's 1-0 with a 270. Wade was great the last time he pitched against the Pirates this week. He was seven innings pitched, one run, six strikeouts versus the Bucks. And only Jordan Luplow has seen him. And he's 2-for-13 with a couple of walks. So there's your preview of this Diamondback series. They're going to try to get these games in. It's going to be difficult. Too bad they can't just do a doubleheader today and say Saturday's not going to happen. But that is not going to be the case. It's not how baseball works. Maybe someday they'll figure out how to, I don't know, read the weather. Because it looks like a sure washout on Saturday right now. I will mention that tickets for this series, the whole series, are pretty inexpensive for a weekend series at Wrigley Field and kind of moving towards late May. I'm a little surprised. Even Saturday, well, Saturday's all because of the weather. Those tickets have been dying on the vine. But please use our links at sunranto.com/StubHub. And as always, thanks for listening to the Sun Ranto Show, and especially to our Patreon supporters who keep this show live and on the air. Well, this one, well, I'm live right now, but you're going to be hearing it taped because we didn't go live with this one because it is 7 a.m. on a Thursday. But when your cat wakes you up, you just do these kind of things with your life. Anyway, that's it, baby. That's your preview episode. I just appreciate y'all. And we'll talk to you on Sunday night at either 7 or 8 o'clock. Just look for that news. And we'll be right back at you. Spoo cog, as Dave Kaplan would say. Or go Cubs backwards.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.